Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I returned home with only one goal, to save my city. But my old approach wasn't enough. I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. I had to become the Green Arrow.
Welcome to Arrow Talk Podcast. This is your host, Jesus Heredia. Tonight we will be talking about Unchained, Episode 12, Season 4. This is our 81st podcast. Oh my gosh, 81 podcasts? That's amazing. I mean, seriously, that's 81 half hours. So if you do the math, I don't know. We're live right now. Call in at 914-338-1036. I just want to say... Thank you so much for the listeners out there. I totally see the downloads, so thank you. And thank you for the callers, too. Every week they call in. They don't have to. I mean, they could be like, you know what, I'm not going to call in this week. But they do, and that's what's awesome. You know, this show brings us together, and we have that one link. So you could call in, too. It's live interactive right now for the next half hour. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. We are also on Twitter at Arrow Talk, all one word, and iTunes. So you can search us on the iTunes store for podcast. Type in Arrow Talk, all one word, and it will pop up. And please subscribe. Thank you. All right, we have a new caller from area code 23. Who is this?
Matt from Florida. What's up? Oh my God! What a great, fantastic, epic, amazing episode. It was awesome, Jesus. I mean,
I'm
oh
so
my
giddy.
God, Thea, I'm calling it. She's in the grave.
Really?
She's
oh, man.
In the fucking
you
grave.
You know what? I'm going to call it right now. It's going to be Felicity's
yeah.
dad.
What?
Yes.
Well,
Mr. Calculator.
That's something. Yeah, that's something.
Huh?
But didn't you see the
limo? Remember in the limo, she was like, let's get that son of a bitch. Because he killed my dad.
Oh,
how about that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that could be something. You got to get that son of a
all
bitch.
Right. We have a new caller, area code 432. Is this another son of a bitch?
You know it. Hey, man, come on. You can't do
no,
that,
just
man.
Kidding. Just kidding.
Hours. You made me laugh so hard with the 81 hours joke. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was funny.
Don't worry, I couldn't do the math either, so don't feel too bad.
Yeah, I'm like, 81 times half hour.
Hey, man, we all call in because we're Justice League, man. We stick together.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
We're superhero fans.
You know, it's strength in numbers, you know?
And it's getting so close to Batman v Superman, guys. I read a complete script at Movie Pilot today. Jimmy
Olsen
and
Uh-oh.
Batman v Superman.
Oh, here we go. There has to be a disclaimer first.
It was a leaked spoilers for Batman v Superman.
Anyway,
all
hey man, I'm
cool.
I'm
thank
here
you,
to
Matt.
Talk Arrow. I got my hood on.
So back to Arrow, yes. Back to Arrow.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. So Joe, your thoughts on Arrow?
Hey man, two thumbs way up. If I had four arms, I'd give it four thumbs way up.
Yeah,
yeah, great
me too.
Freaking episode, man. I mean, I think Felicity stole the show, man. I really liked her in
yeah.
this episode.
She did.
She was on point.
She, totally
she was
did.
Talking trash to the calculator. She was just throwing it at him, man. I loved it.
And
it
I love
great.
How she didn't even like the name calculator. Remember, she's like,
yeah,
I hate it when they name themselves.
She's like, this is what happens when we let the villains name themselves. It's
yeah,
funny.
Exactly, funny. Exactly. That's great.
It was
all right,
great.
Well,
it turned out to
yeah,
be
it was
her
a
dad.
Good. I mean, it was so cinematic. Even when you see Arsenal come out after the explosion. I mean, that was
yes.
such a Batman move right there. Come on.
Yes.
Roy did
and
a good job, man.
And then I love this
man.
Joke to Oliver. He goes, I can't believe you shot me. I love Roy coming
yeah.
back. I was cheering
really?
All the way.
He's like, really?
I'm a Roy
really?
Fanboy since
yeah.
season three.
It was great to see him back. I mean, it's always awesome that he comes back. And when he comes back, I mean, it's a splash, right?
Yeah,
he brings it,
just
man.
Like
he
splash.
Brings the fire. He does.
He just brings back. He's like the hero of the show, man. I mean, I would love
yeah.
to see him with Team Arrow go up
moment.
Against Damian Dark and the Ghost. That would be
I
crazy.
Mean, he's an OG cast member. He's been around since season one. Love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's been through a lot, that's for sure. All right, let me read the
yeah.
quick synopsis for Unchained. If you guys want to stop me at a certain point,
mm-hmm.
let me know. All right, the team goes after a burglar, and Oliver and Thea manage to corner him. He escapes. You know, at that point, I so knew it was him. Did you guys know?
Yeah.
On the
I
rooftop?
Knew I knew it from the very
yeah.
beginning.
Yeah. I'm like, it's Roy. But
yeah.
obviously,
yeah,
he's
I
like
go,
hopped
oh,
up
shit,
on something.
Roy.
Mm-hmm.
I was geeking
out. And then
Thea
loses consciousness and almost falls over the building. Malcolm reveals to Oliver that this is Thea's bloodlust. Since she has
mm-hmm.
not taken a life, the bloodlust is killing her. Felicity tracks the
yep.
burglar again.
Yeah.
Oliver stops
yep,
him, but when it is revealed to be Roy Harper, Oliver's surprise allows Roy to escape. They track Roy
mm-hmm.
to Palmer Technology, where they discover he is being controlled by a man who goes by the name of the Calculator. Now, Joe
like
from Krypton, is he a villain that you might remember from the DCU?
Yeah,
I
know
so.
Him from
man, dude, it's been
DC.
So long since I've like hardcore read comics like the 90s and early 2000s, but yeah, I think he is.
I don't remember of a Calculator. What about you, Matt?
If you play DC Universe Online as a villain, he comes
mm-hmm.
up and talks to you
oh,
as you
cool.
escape Brainiac's ship. He goes,
that's
hey,
cool.
there's a Calculator.
Cool. That's cool. All right, Felicity
yeah,
tracks the Calculator through the web, who reveals he intends to shut down the entire city, killing everyone in the process. The team locates his bomb and destroys it before it could be shut down the city's infrastructure. And that was the scene I was mentioning earlier, the scene where Roy comes out swinging and then the big explosion
yeah,
behind
cool.
him. I mean, that looks so cool. That looks such a comic book moment. Right, guys?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know it.
All
great.
Right. So, meanwhile, Dark's wife enters the mayoral race. I mean, what? Can we just get rid of this mayor storyline? I mean, really?
I know,
it
just came out of nowhere.
It's like they don't even know what to do with it anymore. Oliver is
yeah,
not
no.
interested.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty
it's
much.
It's time to change it, right?
Done
like,
with
just
the
get
mayor.
It over. Just get that story over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get it
all
over.
Right, I'm
with
not
the
alone.
Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thea slips into a coma. The Calculator is revealed to be Felicity's father. Anissa escapes her cell in Nana Parat to offer Oliver a cure for Thea in exchange for Malcolm's life. In flashbacks, Raider tortures Oliver for information of the map he acquired, with Oliver starting to hallucinate seeing Shadow. How cool was it to see Shadow again, guys?
I was going
was
like, what
awesome.
The fuck? I was like, what the fuck, Shadow? Is she alive or is she dead? I go, if she's alive,
yeah. I mean, they keep messing
back.
With us, right?
Yeah, but no, it was all the spell that Constantine put on him. But it was
yeah.
crazy. In the scenes with
it was really
Nissa,
cool.
I did love the opening scene with Nissa when she escaped. That was epic, and she's all planning
right.
something for Oliver to kill Merlin next week with the whole big shit with League of Assassins. That's going to be getting crazy.
Right.
And
right.
The,
yeah,
and
it seems like we always keep going back to this. You have to kill Malcolm Merlin. Just do it already. Just kill him. Get
right.
Rid of
just
problem.
Do it. Just
yeah,
do it.
What's
okay, Joe, same question to you about how was it seeing the Shadow again?
It was pretty awesome, man. I haven't really been reading like episode descriptions online or looking at pictures. I want to go in fresh, so I really didn't.
Yeah,
I
was surprised too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that coming
at
all.
Great.
All right, we have a new caller from area code 469. Who is this?
Hey, Chris from Pandora. What up?
Hey, Chris. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
It sounds very echoey in that bottle.
Yeah, I am. I think
doesn't it, guys? Sounds echoey.
Yeah, it does. Echoey on Chris.
It's like he's really in the bottle. That's cool.
Oh,
yeah, all right, well, you're live right now from Candor. How's the weather in there?
It's kind of cloudy today.
I swear, you sound like you're in the bottle. Okay, so, Chris, we're talking about the return of Shadow for a brief moment.
I have not seen it. Your thoughts?
You haven't seen it?
Okay.
He's only saying he's not seen it.
Wow.
All right, cool. Okay, so let me finish here. Let's see. So that was it. That was the synopsis. Okay, I want to ask you guys your favorite moments. I can't brag enough. The explosion when Roy Harper comes out and he's swinging. I'm like, wow, that's such a Batman moment. So I really, really love that. I geeked out on that. It totally looked like a panel from a comic book. Let's go to you, Chris. What were your favorite moments?
He didn't watch it.
I think all the moments.
I know. I'm just messing with him. All right, Joe from Krypto.
I'm going to go a different direction than you guys are probably going to go. I did like all the action scenes, but I'm going to say I really liked all the Felicity scenes of her doing her thing and her struggling with getting back on top where she needs to be with the company and making a comeback. I really liked that, how she got her confidence back. And I liked the scenes with Roy and Thea, that one scene where he's talking to her and Thea's telling him, you know, you need to go and have a family, have kids, drive a minivan, be normal. And she starts crying. That was a really emotional moment for me.
Yeah.
It was.
That was great. I really liked it. Yeah.
Why drive a minivan?
What?
Why drive a
minivan?
You
gotta watch the episode to know why she said it. You gotta watch the episode.
Yeah, you gotta watch it, yeah. It's one of those moments that you have to definitely watch.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Matt from Florida?
I love the League of Assassins moments with Nyssa. Those were crazy. And with Thea, when she started to, like, when she was, like, choking there after Roy saw her, that was intense.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when she saw that scar, like, when she was kind of possessed or something, and Malcolm was there in quite a few
scenes. Told her to calm down. Yeah.
That was intense. And now she's in a coma. Makes you wonder if she's the one in the grave. And then I did like the Felicity scene, and seeing Roy back in action was awesome. I love that.
I don't know now if it's her in the grave because now what's her name giving Oliver the option to take the Lotus from the League of Assassins enemy created to counteract the bloodlust. I mean, but, you know, he's going to work out some way to get it without killing Malcolm Merlyn.
True, because now Malcolm Merlyn and Oliver are kind of like on different sides again.
Right.
That's what it looks like. Because he's the new Ra's al Ghul. Does Nyssa even know that Sarah is back being okay? I mean, why is she still even obsessed and wanting to kill Malcolm?
Well, because he killed her dad.
Her father, yeah.
He killed
the OG Ra's al Ghul.
The OG of all OGs.
But then when I saw
original
that opening scene, I saw the Lazarus pit.
Hold on. I don't want someone to miss this. Say that again, Joe.
I said he's the OG Ra's al Ghul. He's the original ghoul. OG.
Yeah, the OG.
I love it. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Go, Matt.
I also saw a bit of the Lazarus pit, that it's back.
Can't wait for the new
Lazarus pit
2.0.
What do you think
the difference is going to be from this Lazarus pit from the last one? Do you think it's going to have like an upgrade?
I hope so. I mean, I didn't see it exactly,
question.
But
Ooh.
It did look
wait,
like
Joe, why do you think that?
Because they could just go any route with it. There's so many different incarnations of the Lazarus Pits in the comic books. Who knows really which way they'll go with it or what kind of upgrade they'll say it has, you know, what it can do or the powers it possesses. That's a really good question.
Or Missa will put Felicity in it to restore the use of her legs.
Mm,
ooh, could,
like,
that could
do like a half dip. Do like
yeah,
a half dip.
That would be crazy.
Or Ray Palmer will fix her.
But what if like her legs are possessed to kill?
Wow. Ooh, man, I would.
What if her
that.
Legs have bloodlust, like during sex
yes.
or something?
Yeah.
That'd be funny. Yeah, that'd be very funny.
That'd be weird. That'd be
wow.
weird.
That'd be
okay, Chris. You know, wait till you see this episode. It's a really great, you know, great
it's
moments
awesome.
In it. A lot of action.
It's jam-packed.
Felicity, like Joe says, kicked ass. And then the
yes,
big reveal that the calculator is the father of Felicity. It's going to be a
mm-hmm.
really great moment when you see that.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that Felicity is back at work and trying to get,
yep.
you know, back.
Oh, she has really good comebacks, right?
She's on
yeah,
the grind,
she
man. She's doing it.
And then when she
and then they're using their code name. Remember in the beginning, Overwatch.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Overwatch.
Black Canary, Green Arrow.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
we're totally in this now.
Oh yeah, I don't care
yeah.
what Francesco says. This is a great show.
Yeah. Why did Francesco
wait? What
does
he say?
He hates
this show. He
calls
it a third-rate show.
Time they go back,
for those who weren't
Assassin.
On the other podcast, Joe, say what you said about the DC fans.
Oh, about the Marvel thing? Oh, yeah. I was,
yeah.
We were doing shout-outs, and I was giving props to the Marvel fans, which I hardly ever do because they embrace all their superheroes, the TV shows, the movies, the comics.
Oh,
they
yeah.
love everything that Marvel gives them, and DC fans are – I hate to say this because I myself is I'm a hardcore DC fan. The DC fans are pick and choosy, you know. It's like, okay, I like this one, but I don't like that one. It's like, come on, man, embrace all of them, support all of them, so they can all be good, you know.
Exactly.
I do.
That's
what I think.
Because to me, you know, every superhero offspring that we have, or you know, created mm-hmm. characters are offsprings from the originals, you know. So it's like you gotta, you know, mm-hmm. they're all interconnected.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
They are.
All right,
mm-hmm.
cool. Okay, so I want to ask you, Matt from Florida, do you think Roy should be a regular now, or do you think he should come and go as he showed on this episode?
Roy should be a regular because he kicked ass in this episode.
Yeah.
He kicked
I would say kill Thea and bring Roy as, you know,
yeah,
the Red Arrow.
Man,
and then in honor of Thea, he'll be Speedy.
Yeah,
Speedy,
because
you know?
my thoughts was Thea and Roy were going to be wearing the same outfits in the episodes, and that would suck.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
To see them both wearing
red.
Way too much
I like
red.
How they
like
referenced
the episode.
I like how they referenced Roy with the Flash. Just because you're wearing
yeah.
red doesn't mean you run fast.
Jiggle.
That
yeah.
is so cool.
Like
hey, remember on the Flash we got who's the best hacker in the world and they're like Felicity.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought that too.
That is so awesome.
And last night's episode.
All right,
of the Flash
cool.
Was...
Okay, so let me ask you, Joe from Krypton, should Roy stay in as a regular?
Yeah, I think so. My only concern about that is. When a TV show has too many characters, they don't know what to do with a character, you know,
that's
and
true.
I don't want
that's
his
so
storyline to get boring, but I do want him back because Colm Haynes is just really good, man. He was born to play that part. I really like that guy a lot.
Me too.
Yeah, I
great.
Agree.
You can
I agree.
Like a family
Chris.
Show.
Yeah, yeah. He's an awkward guy in the back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's
I
go to you, Chris. Your thoughts. Should Roy stay
I
as
do,
a regular?
I do think it's by his suit because, I mean, he was. And they might need him if they get rid of Leo. So, and that's Red Hood. Yeah.
Wow.
I like him. I think he's a star.
Cool. Okay. Thank you, Chris. All right, so a lot of buzzing about Felicity. When do you think she should be walking? How many more episodes do we have to wait? Let's go to you, Chris.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess I cannot just wait to see it. I don't know what to say about that.
Or do you think they'll save it for the finale?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to wait.
Wow. Okay. Let's go to you, Joe.
I'm going to say keep it a storyline for right now. It makes her a little more – she's already an interesting character, but it makes her character a little – it just adds something to her right now. And it's building up her confidence in a way that she probably never could have without this disability. So I'm going to say flesh it out to the end of the season, and maybe next season we can see something – where she comes back and she's
there you go. Wow, you're gonna pull her out till the fifth season. Okay.
What
about you, man?
I say give her like a week or two, or like till the 2-part season finale, and see what happens.
Okay. All right. Wow. So, hey, guys, we watched the episode except for Chris, but Chris, you can still guess in this game. As of right now, who do you think is in the grave? Okay, I'm going to give you mine while you think of yours. Mine is the calculator. Now that they introduced Felicity's father, he might be caught in the crossfire and is buried, and that's the reason why Felicity says we're going to get that. We have to get that son of a bitch. The person who killed my father. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so that's my guess. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer because we obviously do not know who the heck is in that grave. Chris, we're going to start with you again.
I'm going to go with Thea and Digo.
Wow.
Thea and who?
Yeah. Digo.
Digo.
John Digo.
Thea and Digo. Wow. So you're recasting the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. He's a hard executive at work.
Though.
All right. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
Thea.
And tell us why.
Yeah. Because she's dying in the episode, and it's going to be because of the bloodlust and probably Damien Dark.
You know what, though? I kind of think they're making you want to believe it's her, because there's no way they're going to make it that obvious. There's going to be a twist. There has to be.
Yeah.
Because remember, everybody thought or said that it was Felicity. Remember after the gunshot? Everybody was like, oh, no, that's Felicity. I'm like, but then later on they showed Felicity in the limo, and you're like, nope, it's not Felicity.
You ain't dead. Well, my mom and I keep thinking it's Thea, because she gets tired of her fighting as a superhero.
Yeah,
kind of terrible.
I get sometimes like, why is she even still on the show sometimes?
Wow.
I mean, why did they even bother to save her life back in season 3? I mean, they should have just left her
Joe,
dead.
You say wow. Explain that wow for us.
I like Thea, man. I know some people, it's a split down the middle. Some people like her, some people hate her. I'm on the side. I like her, man. I like what she brings to the show, and she kind of, in a way, if this makes any sense, she kind of grounds Oliver, because he realizes this is his blood. This is all he's really got left, and he'll do anything for her, as you've seen in the episode from last night. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to know how Oliver would – what kind of hero he would be after his sister dies. You know, he might go off the rails
exactly.
And start killing
off
people
the deep
again.
End.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
I agree with you. I mean, Thea has grown so much. I mean, the Thea we remember from season 1, we used to all hate, you know, drunk and doesn't know who was there.
Oh, my gosh. Remember? Right? She was the Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, she has grown up so much and to become
she's grown so much.
She is now, you know, there's no way I agree with Joe. I mean, I think maybe that is a keeper, or, you know, if they're going to kill her, I mean, at least maybe make it, you know, redeemable.
And I got to say, man, and I really love her and Roy together. The writers need to keep those two together. They're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Thea and Roy.
That's great. Mm-hmm. All right. So, let me open the floor to you guys. Anything you want to talk about Arrow? Now is the time. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
I just had to say the episode was great, fantastic, and so epic. Great to see more scenes with Malcolm Merlyn. Not good to force your own daughter to kill, huh, guys?
No, that's the wrong way. I think Oliver's going about it the right way, trying to find a cure other than letting her take another life, because that's not who she is.
And, I mean, bring Constantine back.
Remember, even Tia said something about, what, you have another pedophile for me?
I remember that. And I just wish they would bring Constantine back again to help Thea. That would be
perfect. I love that they dropped that name, too, in the episode.
Yeah, and how when Malcolm said, John Constantine helped make Sarah whole.
Yeah. We live in a world now where we're watching all these shows where they're just dropping DC characters' names left and right, and everyone's on board because we know who they are now. You know, in the TV universe. It's really cool.
Wait till what comment Rip Hunter makes in tonight's Legends. I caught it.
Wow.
What reference?
DC Legends of Tomorrow in tonight's episode.
Yes. Okay, no spoilers on that one. I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to you. Joe, anything Arrow?
Anything Arrow. I just want to say that last night's episode was really good. I'm really confused by who's in that grave at this point. I thought it was probably Thea. I don't know now. I hope it's not Thea. I'm really going to hate that. But then again, they're talking about Lazarus Pit now, and we got freaking time travel. So we could bring her back just like we brought back Sarah. So I don't know, man. I don't know about that one, because in that scene that we saw with this at the grave, wasn't crying, or am I just thinking that he was crying? Didn't he have a tear coming down his eye?
I think he did. He had one tear. Yeah.
Yeah. So would he be crying over Felicity's dad?
Oh, no. Good one. Touche.
Mm-hmm. We have
you're right, he wouldn't.
Yeah. And Barry, why would Barry be there?
Barry was there too.
There's got to be something.
Now, why would Barry be there for Thea?
He's there to support
maybe
Oliver, because that's his sister.
Yeah.
And that's Barry's friend.
He would be there for that. But there got to be somebody who
would
say, is that interlocking?
It's
got to
be somebody in the tight circle, in their tight.
Yeah.
Intermediate circle. It's got to be. And I hate to say that, but it is.
Well, you know, some people are saying it's Diggle.
Yeah, that's why.
I know, I've heard that. Yeah, that would be crazy.
Why?
Man.
Well, we're going to find out why. Not now.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Matt from Florida has left the building, so I want to thank him for calling in to the Arrow Talk podcast. I want to thank Matt from Joe from Krypton, and also Chris from Kandor. Give us a shout-out, Chris from Kandor. Go, sir.
Hey, apparently it was a great episode. I cannot wait to watch it. So I'm about to go watch it right
now.
Such a
fun one. You should tweet live while you watch it.
I will. And, hey, you can call in. Even if you have not seen it, call in, talk about it, and you know, just be a part of it, though. So that's it.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Joe, shout out, sir.
Hey, I want to say this was a great episode tonight. I'm loving this season. Great cast. And I'm going to pull a map from Florida and go ahead and give a shout out to Stephen Amell and tell him to call into the podcast. Don't make me harass you on Twitter. Because I will harass you on Twitter.
How
the Arrow
epic
writers are listening. even the Arrow Riders, you guys call in and chat with us and let us ask you guys questions.
Yeah,
we'd love to
come on.
Yeah. And everyone out there listening, keep downloading, keep share it with your friends, share it on Twitter, keep listening to us, and follow all of us on Twitter, and follow me on Twitter at RedBlueSuperDude.
There you go. Thank you, sir. That was a great shout-out. I'll talk to you guys next week. Coming up, we have Marvel Film Talk. So if you're a fan of Marvel, head on over to Marvel Film Talk. Have a good night.
Old Matt shows up.
I'm going to be watching Arrow.
Wow. You're going to be watching Arrow.
That guy's really nice. Wow.
Well, yeah.
Wow.